prosecutor's vested interest on truth. Under the governments, the prosecutor's office represent the state and each of the federal judicial districts. The district attorney and attorney generals are vested with the power to represent we the people on behalf of the Commonwealth's interest. Prior to becoming an elected official, they begin kicking the political football campaign by using their bullet plate propaganda machine to influence the votes of the people with the promises of protecting the victims of an alleged crime and safeguard the actually innocent from falling prey to a wrongful conviction. The DA and Attorney General's office are sworn to search for the truth during every single trial, not just to obtain an outright conviction. There are three concepts of the truth. One, agreement of thought and reality. Two, eventual verification. And three, consistence of thought with itself. Most DAs and attorney generals fail to principally adhere to seek the truth in accordance with both the spirit and letter of the law. In the published article featured in the Socialist Viewpoint entitled Our Broken Judicial System, written by Lorenzo Cat Johnson on pages 72 through 73, wherein he highlights a dismal and grim checkered history that is replete with the outrageous number of 125 wrongfully convicted men and women who were formally exonerated in the nation up to the year of 2014. The record further substantiates the prosecutors and attorney generals egregious pattern practice of their failure to seek the truth to prevent and safeguard the actually innocent from suffering a gross miscarriage of justice. It is incontrovertible to say that the entrails of this beast, our broken judicial system, continues to rear its ugly head by the trajectory of the many unwitting and unsuspecting victims, taxpaying citizens that have been traumatized for the rest of their lives by being wrongfully imprisoned by our fractured judicial system, then, years later, to be found actually innocent and finally released. There is an uncannily timely quote by the late Senator Barry Goldwater, who poignantly illustrates the finicky illusion of power and what it does to everyone who seeks it. Now, those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven and earth. And let me remind you, they are the very ones who always create the most hellish tyranny. It is frightening to know our lives are subjected to these elected officials who are vested in and sworn to uphold their oath to seek the truth. Historically, these elected officials have obviously engaged in misleading, inaccurately misrepresenting the truth by twisting the laws to trap and exploit the average taxpaying citizen to pad their resume, which is highlighted with the lives of actually innocent victims of wrongful convictions. Do our lives really matter to these elected officials seeking the truth at all costs? Because if not, think about it. You could be the next example of the ultimate truth, the truth, to be or not to be. That is the question. The Voice and Face Inside the Nation of Prisoners by Bryant DeRoyo. For Prison Radio, Luchando para Justicia y Libertad.